Welcome to Bible Line, a ministry of Calvary Community Church. Our podcast is dedicated to the clear teaching of God's Word. We aim to help people find Jesus Christ and train believers through the study of the Bible. We would love to feature your questions on the show. You can email us at questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to calvaryoftampa.org/donate. Catch new episodes every Thursday. We pray today's episode is a blessing to you.
Hi, and welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. And today we are going to answer the question, what is the real Galatian error? If you're coming here for the first time, welcome, and thank you for joining us. If you've been here before, welcome back. It's so good to see you. Make sure you like, comment, and share the video in order to make sure that we are in the YouTube algorithm. We just want to introduce more people to the clear gospel, and you liking, commenting, and sharing this video will help get that accomplished. If you have a Bible question, send it in to us. Email questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll be sure to make a video getting an answer to you. Also, make sure that you subscribe to the Bible Line YouTube channel and hit the notification bell. Every time that we post a new video, if you hit the notification bell, you'll get a little alert into your email account or a little message on your YouTube app to let us know that we posted and you can interact with the content. So let's get into today's video. I sigh because let me just be straightforward with you. This is a brand new thing to me. There are some people that I love and respect that have come under serious attack. They're clear gospel teachers, but they're being called legalists and falling victim to Galatian error. So as a Bible student, the first thing that I want to be able to define is, what is the real Galatian error? So let's see what it is. You're going to need your Bibles today. We'll have the verses up on the screen for you, but I encourage you to pause and make sure you see it in your Bible. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 6, Paul is writing here. By the way, Galatia is not a city. It's a region of cities. You can go look that up in a commentary. But you can see that it's actually a region of cities, and there were different churches within all this region called Galatia. So when he's writing to the Galatians, he's writing to a large group of people that he had been involved with sharing the gospel. Here's what he says. Verse 6, Galatians 1. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Stop, full stop, pause. Another gospel. This is a gospel that is different from this statement, that the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ was the full payment for all sin, past, present, and future. And that if a person believes on him, they are justified from all things from which they could not be justified by the law of Moses. Okay? Something that's different than that message. Please understand what I just said. We're talking about justification positionally in Christ. Verse 7. Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert or taint or pollute the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven, I'm talking to you Mormons, an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, we're in verse 9, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. So there's a strong prerequisite that is set. If there's any other gospel message that differs from what I told you when I came and visited you, it's an accursed message. That word actually in the Greek is anathema, and he says it twice. Even if it's from an angel in heaven. Guys, go look up religions in which people had extra biblical experiences with angels. The Mormon Church is case number one. They have a whole new doctrine that was delivered to them by the angel Moroni. What does the Bible say about that? Rightly divide the word of truth, that you can be an approved workman, unashamed. So now let's go to chapter 2. And because we're keeping these videos short, we could go verse by verse, and we're going to have a series at some point on that, you know, verse by verse through Galatians. But go to chapter 2 and verse 16, and you're going to note something here. He says how we're justified. between what we just skipped up to this verse, Paul now certifies his gospel. He says, I received it of Jesus Christ when I visited in Jerusalem. James and the church of Jerusalem, we had the right hand of fellowship. That means they shook hands. They agreed on the same doctrine. Now, James chapter 2, it's all biblical, not works for salvation, but works for being able to justify ourselves before men. Good works profitable, in which we will be judged at the judgment seat of Christ. But he's getting into this whole thing, and he begins to separate the Jews between the Gentiles. As Peter had favoritism and he sat with the Jews and parted from the Gentiles, he's saying we should not give the impression that any kind of works or maintaining of works save us. That's where we get to Galatians chapter 2 and verse 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Listen to me now. We are still talking about positional salvation. When you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, death, burial, and resurrection for the full payment of your sins, past, present, and future, you were positionally, instantly placed into the body of Christ and justified. Look at Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, and you'll see that. We have peace before God. We're justified. That has not changed. What was happening in Galatia were Judaizers were coming in, and they were dressed nice, and they had their degrees and their knowledge and education, and they said things like, yes, we're saved by grace. Yeah, we're saved by grace, but we're kept saved by honoring the law and following the law. So for believers, that didn't change their position in Christ, but now they have a tainted message, as Paul says, an accursed message. They've perverted the gospel, and the lost person that they try to reach is going to put a yoke upon themselves to keep doing works. That's why it's a cursed gospel. For the believer, it doesn't affect us positionally in Christ. We've already believed on him. But if we teach a false gospel, the lost person stays lost. And I'm passionate about that because I don't want people to go to hell. And I surely don't want something that I say to influence a person and send them to hell. So he says here in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 16 that we're justified by the faith of Christ, by placing our faith in him. Okay? So when we get to chapter 3, there's more emphasis on this Galatian error. Galatians chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Verse 3, are ye so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Paul is not talking about the Christian life. He's talking about the new birth. When he says in verse 3, having begun in the Spirit, you can partner that right with Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13. The moment that we believed, we heard the gospel, we believed, we received the Holy Spirit of promise. We're sealed with it. So right here, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect or complete by the flesh? He's saying, are you continually saved by the keeping of good works? No, of course not. He calls them foolish and bewitched. Verse 4, have you suffered so many things in vain, if it yet be in vain? He's saying, if you're going through this persecution for the gospel as I taught it to you, and now you're believing it's a different gospel, are you suffering for nothing? The Gentiles are coming under persecution by the Jews because the Gentiles aren't keeping the law. Why suffer if you have to keep the law? I mean, this is ABC 1-2-3 stuff, guys. He's nailing it. He's telling them, this idea of keeping the law to stay saved is not biblical. Chapter 3 and verse 5. He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? The apostles that they had seen do miracles, heal people, are they doing it because they kept good works or because they received the Spirit by faith? Well, they received the Spirit by faith in Christ. So I want you to see, we're going to close the video here, but I want you to see, the Galatian error is saying that a person is saved by maintaining good works. Now here's where I get a little emotional. I'm an emotional, passionate speaker. I hope that doesn't offend anybody, but this is who I am. I get real confident when it comes from the Word of God. But there are people that have come under attack that teach a clear gospel, and they're called Galatian errors. You know, they're committing Galatian errors because they encourage people to maintain good works. You must maintain good works in order to be blessed by God as a believer. I'm not going to pull any punches with that statement. If you think you can live a life of lazy leisure and get away with it, you're sorely mistaken, and you will be disciplined. And those who maintain good works, as it tells us in Titus chapter 3 and verse 8, as it instructs us in 2 Corinthians 5:10, as we see in Ephesians 2:10, that we maintain good works, Galatians chapter 6, the Lord will reward us. But telling somebody to go to church and read their Bible and pray is not Galatian error. Galatian error is adding works to the gospel. Be careful that you have not fallen under teaching that does not line up with the Bible. I hope this gives you a clear understanding, and I speak seriously because the real problem here is that there are people who are slandering clear teachers of the gospel. It is hard enough to find a clear gospel. Let's not make it harder by calling people out because other people don't understand what the Bible teaches. I hope this makes sense to you. Make sure that you send in your questions. You can send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll make a video to answer your question. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. As a thank you to our listeners, we want to give away a free Bible every month this year. To enter, send us an email with your Bible question. Our email address is questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Be sure to subscribe to the show and check back each Thursday for new episodes. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.